I want to share with you, if 2012 is going to be a year of change, I've already had the whole 12 months in about 6 weeks.
You should never say that because you just invited more.
All right. Cancel all that. Several of you have helped me. I have 2 major dental oral surgeries in January. On February 1st, my lifelong best friend died, which was a blessing because he was in terminal cancer. But then I got a certified mail letter that said that our apartment, where I've lived for 7 years, is going to be demolished at the end of the month, and that it was like an anthill where somebody stepped on it. Everybody's running. 145 residents, some of whom have lived there as long as 20 years, have to find a place to live. This was in the Houston Chronicle. It's been on television. But the stress and trauma of finding another place, and it's compounded because suddenly in the marketplace you have 145 people looking at once. So it has been some kind of turmoil. Now, the good news is I have found a place. The movers come next Thursday. My family has been immense support. But I'm like Dorothy with the cabin spinning in the cyclone, and you end up in Oz. Maybe I'll be in Oz. I don't know. But it has been a spin. I just, in faith, have approached this. But I know I'm jumbled inside emotionally because there's so much to do and all life sort and all this sort of stuff. And it's just been a really trauma. And, you know, every day people are running around. The place has turned negative. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? The climate is tough, and it gets reinforced in a negative way. So I'll be out of there a week from tonight, but I would appreciate a little calming, please.
Okay. Even though. I did a great job.
I did a great job.
Because I can observe.
Consciously.
The negative energy around me. Just a year ago? I would have been the loudest. So isn't it nice? That I'm spinning? And know it. Isn't it nice? That I can see. That I never asked. For it to be quiet. For a lot of clarity. A lot of growth. A whole lot of change.
Rapidly.
I just forgot. To put my order in. With directions. Make it gentle. It hasn't been hard. I'm not bleeding. I've been able to sleep. I haven't gone hungry.
I'm
not in the hospital. I can even see. A farewell with my friend. From a positive take.
A positive way. I don't like the suddenness.
I don't like the suddenness. I'm all for speed. Except for when it's around me. I like the thought of speeding it up. I just didn't know it would be inconvenient. Even though a lifetime of knowing expansion means discomfort. I thought
2012
would pay me with quiet. Ease. Dignity. Wisdom.
Doors that open.
That I want to open. And here I am. Able to recognize. I'm fine. I'm supported.
I'm safe.
And I'll be settled again. This is really happening to me. And I want to expand my perspective. Compared to the things I've seen in life. This is a picnic with rain. Ants in my sandwich. And not much more. And the thing that gets me. The part that has me spinning. Is all those people. Who can't turn it around. Who will feel. Victimized and powerless. From here forward.
From year forward.
And I'll be able to let it go.
I'll be able to let it go.
And that's a new thing for me.
That's a new thing for me.
To do it that quickly.
Do it that quickly.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it.
And yet I will let it go.
I will let it go.
And I see all these others.
And I see all these others.
All this unfairness.
All this unfairness.
And I don't know.
And I don't know.
If I can let that go.
And if I can let that go.
All the unfairness.
All the unfairness.
I don't like the unfairness.
I don't like the unfairness.
I've spent a lifetime. Criticizing.
Fighting against.
Unfairness.
Even wrote a book.
I have spoken.
Taught.
Pushed against.
Unfairness.
And isn't that funny?
Here I am.
In this position. Where I have a choice. I can be at ease. I can let the spin slow down. Or I can stay.
In anger.
I can keep pushing. Against the unfairness. And the funny thing is. I don't really want to. And I don't know.
Who I am.
If I'm not fighting. The unfairness.
Who am I?
To go through this. And be okay.
Who am I?
To let this happen. Roll with it. And land on my feet. Who am I? To put this behind me.
And enjoy being me.
When so many others. Will feel powerless. And stay in that vibration. It's mind-boggling. It is fast. And it is. My personal spiritual boot camp. To be in the midst. The very center. Of such blatant unfairness. And take care of myself. And be okay anyway. And now that I've got it. I really want to get it. I want this lesson. I want completion. So I don't do it again. There is unfairness everywhere. I want to be okay with it. And bring all my focus and attention. To the power of me. I'm spinning. I'm not falling. I'm not sick. I'm not injured. I'm spinning. I'm fine. I have received. Graciously received. Loving support. And I am safe. And I'll be settled again. I'm ready for the next great adventure. And now I choose. To cut all energetic attachments. To the fight against unfairness. I'm going to have a profound healing. By my choice. To let the spinning go. And stand in power. At the rightness of me. On an earth. That never promised us. Fairness. I'm okay. It's horribly unfair. It's disruptive. It is shocking. It's traumatic to witness. So many people. Hurt. By the unfairness. And I'm okay. I'm choosing to be okay. I am okay. I give myself permission. To be okay. Even when. When there's great unfairness. All around us. Okay, big deep breath.
Well, thank you. Remember, Dorothy woke up with all the farmhands who were the transporter of the characters, and she was happy to be home, and I'll be happy to be home, too. Thank you, Helen.
You're welcome, Don.
Who's Dorothy?
Wizard of Oz. Oh.
Wizard of Oz. The
I know. I'm being silly.
Okay. Everybody knows Dorothy.
So, guys, here's the big catch-22. So we start on this journey of healing and self-growth and spiritual expansion. And there's a little piece of the human mind thinking, oh, that means it'll be easy. That means things will work. That if you're good, you're rewarded. And actually, that's not the promise. And we don't create all of our reality. You hear a lot about law of attraction. Create it differently. Just manifest that. We cannot one-up mass consciousness, and you certainly cannot one-up God. What you can create is your perception of reality and what you receive and what is the gift in any situation. And Don will come through this amazingly well with insights. And he received well, and it was a blessing for his family to support him and help him. And he will be in recognition that he didn't fall into a victim mode and stay there. And it was very blatantly put before him. So you don't get, you know, pass, go, collect, get out of jail free card. You're still in a human experience. Teeth still need care. Obnoxious people still have good things happen to them. There is unfairness. And yet there is a place where you can still thrive in that. And that is what I believe tapping has really supported me in.